Which event in the Jewish calendar can be so important that it causes us to reduce the pleasure of Shabbat, to enter into that holy day on an empty stomach? You might think it's Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, the date of the destruction of both our holy temples and of so much other Jewish suffering. Or maybe the 17th of Tammuz, when amongst other tragedies Titus and the armies of Rome breached the walls of Jerusalem. Or maybe it's the fast of Gedaliah, which we observe the day after Rosh Hashanah. With the death of Gedaliah ben Achikam, Jewish rule ceased over the land of Israel for nearly 2,000 years. However, Hillel II, in the year 4110 of the Common Era, fixed the Jewish calendar that none of these days could ever fall on a Friday. The only fast that can fall on a Friday is the 10th of Tevet. Now, looking at the 10th of Tevet, we would be hard-pushed to discern why this fast is exceptional. On that day, there was no battle, no massacre, nothing was burned. The event that the 10th of Tevet memorializes is the surrounding of Jerusalem by the armies of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. What was so tragic about the surrounding of Yerushalayim? Pick up an acorn. What are you holding in your hands? A mighty oak tree. The seed contains everything that the tree will ever be. Everything needed for the tree exists now in the seed. What follows afterwards is no more than a denouement of a reality which already exists. It's not the seed that holds the potential for the tree to grow, but the tree is really here now. It's for this reason that the 10th of Tevet is such a tragic day, a day that is allowed to infringe on the pleasure of Shabbat itself. For although the 10th of Tevet was only the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem, in reality it was as though the destruction of the two Batei Mikdash, the two holy temples, and the other disasters contained in that seed had already happened. What followed was merely the playing out of a scenario that was already a fully fledged tragedy.